Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Wings Radio program, where we hope you will be uplifted and motivated by what you hear tonight. If you would like to join other listeners in the live chat room, go to www.wingsofprophecy.com and click on the live chat tab. Now here's your host, Glenda Lankus.
Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to the Wings Radio Show. Today is January 1st, 2015. I'm your host, Glenda Lankus, and today is going to be an all-prophetic show where I'm going to be talking about what God told me about 2015. Over the past several days, God has given me a word that is two full pages long, so I'm going to tell you parts of it and explain what I saw or what He showed me in my spirit as we go. The word will be posted on the wingsofprophecy.com website right after the show. Okay, the word is called Out of Obscurity. I am calling my people out of obscurity in 2015. Those of you who have been hidden for a time in darkness as I prepared you, get ready to step forth into the light. Your preparation was necessary that you might be able to withstand the wiles of the enemy when you walk into the limelight. Now, the most important thing to note about this first line is he said, I am calling my people out of obscurity. He didn't say, I'm bringing you out. He said, I am calling you out. When God calls us, that means it requires an action on our part, okay? That means if you are one of the ones that is called out of obscurity, God is going to require some things of you in order to bring you out of obscurity. And obscurity is basically no one knowing who you are. Prepare your hearts, my children, for your lives are about to change forever. I will raise you up on new platforms to teach and preach to my other children, that all may be made ready for the end of time, the soon coming return of my precious Son Jesus. Your hearts must be truly to please me and not yourself, for when this begins, you shall receive offers and invitations that are not wholly my will for you. Okay, let me stop right there and explain something. First of all, he said your heart must be to please him. He must be first. You must be out to please God, not you. Okay? And he said, when this begins, when you come out of obscurity, the opposite of obscurity is fame. Okay? Because to be in obscurity means to be hidden. To be famous means you're not hidden. Okay? Everybody knows who you are. Obscurity, nobody knows who you are. Famous, everybody knows who you are. Okay. He said, you shall receive offers and invitations that are not wholly my will for you. Okay. If you become famous suddenly, let's say that you become a famous preacher or a famous this or that, and let's say you start getting invitations from different churches and different people because you're famous. Okay, it stands to reason that not everyone who invites you or wants you to come to their church wants to do it to glorify God. You see, some people just want to put on a show. Can I just be blunt? There may be a church that wants to grow or a church that's famous for this or famous for that, and they want to have all the famous people in just because that's what they do. If God raises you to fame, God will keep you where you are as long as you walk in His will. Okay, but part of His will is going to be doing everything His way, and that's something you have to understand. So if He calls you out of obscurity and you obey, when you start getting offers and invitations, the correct thing to do is to go to the Lord with each one and say, Lord, is this one you want me to say yes to? Is this a yes or a no? And wait on Him and don't answer until you get an answer. Okay? Okay. I will say no at times, and you will not understand why, but I see the motives of every man's heart. Okay, so what he's saying is when you come and ask me, sometimes something's going to look real good to you, but I'm going to say no because I can see why they offered you that or why they extended that invitation. Not all that is good is my will, and not all that is bad isn't. If you want proof of that, go read the story of Joseph. My thoughts are higher than yours, my ways more eternal. Set yourselves to follow my will, no matter the cost, no matter what others may say, and you shall be saved. You will be safe in the midst of the horrors that will soon visit the earth, safe in the midst of famine, safe in the midst of every storm, that you may continue doing my will and spreading my word. Now, if you listened carefully to that last sentence, you will be safe in the midst of the horrors that will soon visit the earth. Okay, we know there's really bad stuff coming, and we don't even know what all it is. Safe in the midst of famine, safe in the midst of every storm, that you may continue doing my will and spreading my word. So what does that mean? That means if you are doing his will, not your own, and if you are spreading the gospel, then you're going to have that protection for as long as God wants you on earth, and that's what he wants on earth, for us to do his will and spread the gospel so others can be saved, right? And look at the story of Abraham. He kept Abraham fed during the famine and many others. Okay, as I have told you, all is not as it appears to be. Much of what you now see is not what you think it is or why. Now, he gave me no explanation or clues about that. You have no need to worry about these things. Only trust in me. Walk in my will and keep me first in your heart at all times. I will shelter you. Even now, some of my children are starting to see the signs I am moving you into the limelight. Flow with me, my children. Okay, flow with me means don't fight against what he's doing. It just means just go with everything he tells you to do. Just do it. Don't think about it. Just do it. Let me make the moves, for I alone know the way and where you are called to be at any given time. So let him lead. Just let him lead. He's God. He knows how to lead. You shall no longer be free to do as you wish. You must do as I will if you wish to keep the anointing and holy power I pour out on you. No longer will you be allowed to walk where evil abounds. Now, when he spoke that, in my spirit, I saw places that had bars in them, that sort of thing. For my people must be of one mind, that means not double-minded, and one purpose, that being to serve my people and do my will, not your own. My people must live holy lives if they are to serve me in this capacity, for my power does not flow with compromise. Okay, the Lord has told me before, if there's no holiness, there's going to be no power. No purity, no power. That's the rule. No purity, no power. We choose. Choose you this day whom you will serve, and do not look back. Ahead of you are great rewards indeed if you sacrifice the desires of your flesh and your worldly dreams and follow me. The year of the platform. The Lord told me that the year 2015 is going to be the year of the platform. Already my people sense the change coming, and change is coming for my children. Good change. This will be the year of the platform for my people. This is the year I will raise up a platform for those called to my purposes. I have given some of you a voice. Now I will reveal where I desire you to use it. Now, when he said that, I saw in my spirit, I saw some people writing, some speaking, some singing, but I think there are going to be more platforms too. Speak boldly for me, my children, for the end is very near now, and your time grows shorter by the day. Many are still lost, on the road to destruction, and many who claim to be mine are not. I will continue to warn them through signs and wonders, through my other children, and through my word until the end. I think it's very interesting that God warns through signs and wonders, but he does. He did in Pharaoh's time. Okay, at this point, and I didn't understand it when I saw it, but I saw rugs being yanked out from under people. It doesn't go with that. It goes with what comes after. The level I raise each of my children to this year depends on how faithful you have shown yourselves to be in my word, in my kingdom work, in your duties as Christians in the earth. I will not promote those who have not shown themselves to be honest, diligent, faithful, and Christ-like in their dealings. Remember, my children, I judge the hearts as much as the actions themselves. Both must be right. For those who have refused to answer my call, what you have shall be taken from you and given to one more deserving. Now, what I saw in that when he spoke that to me was I saw if he has given you a particular type of gift or a particular type of opportunity to use that gift and you're not obeying him, he will just take that and give it to someone who will use it. My children, if you love me, you will obey me. Yet many of my children still refuse to do as I ask them. The rewards go to those who do obey. I cannot use those who refuse to prepare, and I will not use those who refuse to obey. Choose now. Who will you obey, me or your flesh? Okay, so it's clear from this word that 2015 is the year of the platform. God desires to take some of the people that he's kept in preparation for a time and raise you up to use you to minister to the body of Christ. How high he can raise you and what platform he can use, of course, depends on you. Depends on if you're obeying, depends on if you've been doing the things that you're supposed to be doing in this time of preparation. It is very important from what he said in this word that he is first in our lives, first in our hearts, first in all we do. So it's important that we remember that. And it's also important from what he said that if he begins to raise you up, if let's say you answer the call, okay, Lord, I'm in, count me in, I'm going to do everything I'm supposed to do. You start doing everything you're supposed to do, you're prepared, you've been obeying, then he starts to raise you up to the platform. When you start getting invitations and offers and things like that that come with whatever your particular platform is, y'all, your platform can be anything. It can be a certain job out in the world. It can be a blogging platform. Blogging is a platform. Radio shows are platforms. It can be a number of different things. It's anything that causes your voice to go out, okay? Anything that causes your voice to be heard could be a platform. It could be writing books. It could be anything like that. When you start getting offers and invitations, the Lord expects you to bring those and lay those at his feet and say, Lord, is this your will? Is this one your will? Should I say yes? It looks real good to go to that church and speak, but is it your will that I go to that church and speak? Is it your will I take that job? Is it your will that I take, you know, go on that radio show? Ask him every time, because he knows what is the heart of the other person. Are they really trying to help get the gospel out, or are they just trying to glorify themselves? God wants us to glorify him. Okay, so we need to take everything before him. Okay, as y'all can tell, my voice is not super strong today. So I'm going to cut this a little bit short. That was the message that I wanted to bring you. It will post on the blog site right after the show. And I hope that it has been a blessing to you. I pray that you have a glorious new year that is your best year ever. I pray that it is a good year for all of us. And I pray that it's a year that we grow closer to Jesus. And y'all, we're 1 year closer now to when we get to go home and be with him. So that's something to rejoice about right there. So pray for everyone you know, and especially for those who are still lost. So important now. So important. You may be the only one praying for them. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
Thank you so much for tuning in to hear Glenda Linkous on Wings Radio tonight. We hope that you have been encouraged and inspired in your daily walk with Christ. You can find more of Glenda's talks on her YouTube channel, Texas Author and the Number One. You can contact Glenda by email at wingsofprophecy@gmail.com. Or by mail at Glenda Linkous, P.O. Box 127, Princeton, Texas, 75407. Wings Radio is a non-denominational program and is not affiliated with any church or nonprofit organization.
Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax.
Are you one of many single Christians believing for a godly mate? God is able, so why hasn't He sent them to you? Unknowingly, you may be working against God. He brought Glenda the perfect mate after 16 long, lonely years of believing. In the ebook, Keys to Believing for a Godly Mate, Glenda shares the keys God gave her. Keys to Believing for a Godly Mate by Jerry and Glenda Linkos, only $2.99 at Amazon or wingsofprophecy.com. Haven't you waited long enough? Get keys to believing for a godly mate. Amazon or wingsofprophecy.com.
Who doesn't like candlelight? Well, here's a factoid. Paraffin, from which most candles are made, is bleached oil sludge. No wonder they smoke. Not to worry. Use non-toxic, healthy beeswax candles. Good for your environment. Buy them handmade from the Miller family through holyarchangelcandles.com. Every shipment leaves with a prayerful blessing. Holy Archangel Candles. .com. That's holyarchangelcandles.com.
Just how soon will Jesus return? There's a 2,500-year-old prophecy spoken to this generation of Americans that is directly connected to the Second Coming and is happening right now. Learn about it and a whole lot more in my new book, America, Isaiah is Warning, God's Judgment is Coming. Available where books are ordered and at americasjudgment.com. America, Isaiah is Warning.